Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition, the Wednesday edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-96-POTUS. That's 866-96-POTUS. It's 866-967-6887. Always happy to join y'all each and every single week. And I'm happy to join you this week because there's some problems going on in the United States of America. And I got news for you. A lot of it resides with President Trump. Let me tell y'all something. Country's in trouble. We all know that. Not here to be a pessimist. Just here to be a realist. And to give it to you like I see it. And contrary to what people want me to do, constantly wanting me to take a side, I'm not going to take a side. And the reason I'm not going to take the side is because the subject that I'm about to tackle applies to both sides. We see the issue of gerrymandering. We saw something transpire in Virginia just yesterday. And when you think about issues like redistricting and the kind of impact that it has on American society, I hearken back to what I've said to you about the insurrection on January 6th, 2021. Make no mistake, it was an insurrection. But we don't have to belabor that point. The reality of what happened is what happened. What we need to focus on is the why. And the why is very simple. People are pissed off. People in America are pissed off. And you know why they're pissed off? Because the number one thing that pisses American people off is this notion that their votes don't count. That somehow, some way, things can happen. And their passions and their beliefs and what they want implemented into the fabric of the American society has been circumvented, thereby rendering themselves useless while you're asking for taxpayer dollars and debt is accumulating to above $39 trillion. These are the kind of things that'll piss anybody off. If somebody takes your money, doesn't tell you what they're doing with it, or lies about what they're doing with it, uses it to their own benefit, and it doesn't necessarily benefit you, that's enough to tick anybody off. But when you combine that with the fact that you're able to point to lies and manipulation, you really, really get ticked off. National debt, as of April 22nd, 2026, which is today, is $39 trillion. $39 trillion. And why do I bring up the issue of gerrymandering? And the issue of gerrymandering and redistricting? Because even though they're relatively similar, it's not one and the same. You have to remember something. When you're talking about gerrymandering compared to redistricting, redistricting basically is the neutral, constitutionally required process of redrawing lines pretty much every 10 years. We know that hasn't happened because usually every 10 years when this stuff happens, but when it was happening in Texas, when it happened in California, they didn't wait 10 years. They did it in the middle of an administration, in the middle of a cycle. It usually happens every 10 years. That's not what's been happening as of recently. That's supposed to be redistricting. What has happened? What's the difference between that and gerrymandering? Gerrymandering is the manipulation of the redistricting process for partisan or ideological gain and advantage. That is what has happened. That's what's been happening. Why am I bringing all of this up? Because, ladies and gentlemen, President Donald Trump thought it was something that was going to work for him, particularly when he compelled it to transpire in the state of Texas, led by Governor Greg Abbott, if you remember that whole deal months ago. And now it appears to be backfiring, certainly in the state of California and certainly in the state of Virginia. Who knows what's going to happen? Because you've got Minority Speaker, Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, speaking against this and on behalf of Democrats when he said this about how this was a huge win for Democrats in Virginia to beat MAGA. Listen to what Hakeem Jeffries had to say. Take this away.
Well, it's a big victory for the people of Virginia. a big victory for America and a big victory for democracy. And let me first just thank Governor Abigail Spanberger, Speaker Don Scott, the members of the Virginia General Assembly, the congressional delegation, certainly President Barack Obama. It was an all-hands-on-deck effort, and I'm so thankful for what has transpired. The Republicans, ordered by Donald Trump all across the country, were trying to gerrymander the national congressional map as part of their scheme to rig the midterm elections. And they thought that Democrats were going to step back. We made clear from the very beginning that we were going to fight back. We did it in Texas. We did it in California. We've done it in Utah. We pushed them back in Ohio. We stopped them in New Hampshire, stopped them in Nebraska, stopped them in Kansas, stopped them in Indiana. Big win today in Virginia. And we're going to keep the pressure on the extremists.
Now, let's be clear. I don't like the word rig coming out of the mouth of a Democrat the way they complained about Trump using the word rigged in 2020. If you didn't like him using the word so damn much, don't you start using it right now. Come out with a new word out of your vocabulary other than rigged. That's number one. But to articulate even further Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' words, what he said there, let's understand what happened to Virginia. The Virginia Democrats pursued a constitutional amendment to bypass the state's bipartisan redistricting commission. The goal was for basically to create 10 Democratic seats in the House compared to one for the Republican based on the redistricting of the map situation. The amendment was approved by the voters just yesterday in a special election, which is what Hakeem Jeffries was talking about. Final status, while a map is now technically in effect for 2026, it faces ongoing challenges in the Virginia Supreme Court. However, per the Purcell principle, which discourages courts from changing rules too close to an election, it is highly likely to remain the active map for this November. So essentially, for this upcoming midterms, the Democrats have won their redistricting battle. Let's not forget what they also did in California in response to Texas, because if you remember, in Texas, August 2025, to be exact, the Republican-led legislature passed a new map designed to increase their share of the delegation to 30 Republicans compared to 8 Democrats when it was at 25 Republicans and 13 Democrats. They tried to increase theirs by 5 and diminish the Democratic vote by 5 in the state of Texas. A 3-judge panel at the time initially blocked the map in November 2025, citing it as racial gerrymandering. But on December 4th, 2025, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed that lower court ruling. The court held that the lower court hadn't properly accounted for the presumption of legislative good faith. This effectively locked the map in for the 2026 cycle. You saw what that happened there, right? That's what I said to you. So as we look at it from that standpoint and we see what happens, and you've heard Hakeem Jeffries talking about warning the state of Florida not to do such a thing or anything like that. The issue with gerrymandering is that you have politicians that are literally trying to redistrict, trying to move voters into a more favorable district for themselves. Therefore, they don't have to worry about receiving those votes, which means that you don't have to go out there and truly, truly campaign and truly, truly compete the way that you normally did in order to receive votes. It's less work while you're campaigning. You're manipulating voters because you're positioning them in a certain area where you know that those areas are going to vote, whether it's red on one side or it's blue on another. It works favorably for politicians, and it's not about going out there and working for the voters. The voters are forced to capitulate to wherever you have them at, because in that particular area and what have you, you know that's how most people are going to vote. You don't necessarily have to campaign. You don't necessarily have to do but so much work in order to garner their vote, because you know you got those votes on lock any damn way, and you end up winning an election basically, essentially, based on the place that you're at and the place that you've had them districted. Now, this is the amazing part about it. One would argue Capitol Hill, excuse my language, one would argue that Capitol Hill, the folks of Capitol Hill, don't do shit anyway most of the time. So this is the latest piece of evidence that's going to allow you to do even less work than you were doing before. This is what's going on in this country. And one could argue that even though the Democrats have done it spanning decades, as the Republicans have spanning decades, this particular process since the Trump administration has come back into office, Trump 47 administration, that it was instigated by him. Because nobody was talking about doing that until he did it in Texas. And when he did it in Texas, Gavin Newsom spearheaded the movement in the state of California. And we saw what happened there and how many seats they were going to turn in the Democrat. They already had a dominant lead to begin with. If you remember correctly, we're talking about the state of California here. They already had a massive lead. Voters approved the measure in 2025 by a significant margin, 65%. We're talking about Proposition 50, the voters. It was in response to Texas. California passed a map via the legislature and referred Proposition 50 to the voters, aiming to flip five GOP seats, just like they had done in Texas. Republicans challenged the map as racial gerrymandering, but on February 4th, 2026, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to block it. This cleared the way for the map to be active for the 2026 midterms. So it basically came back to bite Donald Trump in the ass. So now, instead of dealing with just Texas and having that in your favor, California went against you. They're winning right now. Virginia went against you. They're winning right now. Who knows who's next? And this as the midterm approaches. Meanwhile, one could easily argue that all of this happened because Trump was preoccupied trying to create regime change in Iran. He had his attention focused elsewhere, in the Middle East, with Iran. Whether it was at the behest of Israel or not is another story for another day for other people to debate. But he's been there. He bombs their nuclear sites last June. He swears he obliterated them. But for some reason felt compelled to bomb them again because all of a sudden we got intel, and intel was saying they had enriched uranium so much so that they could have produced numerous nuclear weapons within a month. And that was simply not something that he was going to tolerate. Everybody's conveniently forgetting that the man said they were obliterated months earlier. So evidently your intel at that particular time wasn't good enough. And as a result, you were compelled to bomb them again in a dual concerted orchestrated effort with Israel. And you did all of that while all of this stuff was going on back here in the States. And all of you Republicans out there that marched lockstep with him, that were insistent upon supporting him. I'm not talking about Rand Paul because we know he wasn't. I'm not talking about Representative Tom Massey. He wasn't. But the vast majority of Republicans marched lockstep. Speaker Johnson. Okay? Senator Kennedy. Senator Cruz. Of course, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and others. And Marco Rubio has made very eloquent and compelling cases against Iran. He did it when Obama was in office. His position, whether you like it or not, has been consistent. That has not been the case when it comes to Trump. And one could easily argue that he dropped the ball. So all of a sudden, the midterms have become exponentially more important. And it's more important now than ever before, because if you lose the midterms and the Democrats regain power, let's just say for the sake of argument, they regain power in the House, but not necessarily the Senate. You see the number right there. Following the death of Georgia Representative David Scott, who passed away, I believe it was today, at the age of 80. You now have 212 seats in the House for the Democrats, 218 for the Republicans. You got to switch about four seats. You pull this off, the Democrats have control of the House. You know what that means? That gives them control of the budget. You know what that means? That $1.5 trillion that Trump is pursuing for the Defense Department, that might be compromised, along with a bevy of other things. This is what I've been talking about. Current vacancies in the U.S. House of Representatives, 5, 3 resignations, 2 deaths. Look at them. The 5 vacancies, death, David Scott out of Georgia. Death, Republican, Doug LaMalfa out of California. The other 3 were resignations. Sheila Surfulus McCormick, Democrat. Tony Gonzalez is the Republican. Disgraceful. Him and Eric Swalwell resigning. So you got current House vacancies that are scheduled to be filled. 3 Democrats, 2 Republicans. It is entirely plausible that the Republicans and Mike Johnson are about to lose their power in the House. And I want to take a moment to applaud the Democrats. I want to applaud them. Because let me tell you something. What we've been hearing, and I'm going to specifically point out somebody that I've seen a lot of. And I've seen him on Fox News. I've seen him on MS Now. I've seen him on CNN. It's Representative Ro Khanna out of California that has been on this show twice. I want to applaud this man. And I'm going to tell you why I'm applauding this man. Whether you agree or disagree with him, here's why he needs to be applauded. You don't hear him talking about nonsense. He's talking about affordability. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the economy. He's talking about jobs. He's talking about gas prices. He's talking about food. He's talking about issues relatable to the average American. He ain't been a damn fool out there trying to engage in stuff that involved woke culture and cancel culture. That ain't what he's been talking about. That is a losing proposition. I've been speaking about it vehemently against the Democratic Party for the longest time. All of that stuff, shut the hell up. We understand every human being matters. We understand every life matters, Governor Gavin Newsom in California. But you can't sit up there and talk about children who are transitioning from one sex to another shouldn't require parental consent. Your Kamala Harris, you can't get caught on video talking about how you support transgender changes even for people who are imprisoned. I know that was years ago. They hold this stuff against you. You can't do it. You can't sit up there and have conversations if you're members of the Democratic Party talking about impeaching a president who's already been impeached twice, convicted of 34 felonies, has civil suits and hundreds of millions of dollars judged against him, and still won the damn presidency. And you damn sure can't talk about impeaching him again when you know it's not going to amount to anything. It's a waste of time. It's just rhetoric. You're not getting him out of office before 2028. Stick with the issues that work. Ro Khanna, I'm very proud of that man. Chris Coon out of Delaware, Democrat. Very proud of that man. When I see them talk about Donna Brazile, noted historian, Democratic strategist, led the campaign for Al Gore in 2000 when hanging chads in California cost him the election. That marvelous woman, I applaud her. Because when you see them on TV talking about issues, they're talking about the issues that really, really matter to us. They're talking about the really issues that really, really matter to the American people. If you're transgender or a member of the LGBTQ community that supports them, please understand, I'm not denying support for them. I'm simply saying that can't be the issue that you're riding on when you're trying to win an election that involves hundreds of millions of American citizens. They don't care at that time. They don't want people harmed. They got souls. They're God-fearing individuals, everybody. They're not trying to hurt people, but it's not a priority. If you're worried about paying your bills, if you're worried about the borders being flooded with illegal migrants, if folks are crying in the courts and on Capitol Hill about family members or loved ones that have been harmed or killed, if neighborhoods are being ravaged with gang violence and stuff like that, they're looking at migrants. Not that the migrants are the only people doing that, because they're not. We know America is ravaged with that stuff all the time. But what people are talking about is what is avoidable and what is not. And if you are not an American citizen and you are not somebody who is supposed to be here illegally, and if you are here illegally and that hasn't been addressed and you cause harm to American citizens, it hits people differently because it's a preventable issue in the eyes of people who believe our borders are supposed to be patrolled like every other nation in the world. That's the argument. And when you have those kind of conversations and you're listening to people and you're hearing them talk, you don't focus on other issues that people care about. People don't care what sexual preferences you have, what proclivities you have, or whether you even want to get a sex change or whatever. Nobody cares. Do you? What they do care about is if it costs taxpayer dollars. What they do care about if it increases, if it contributes to elevating the price of healthcare in this country that's coming out of their pocket when we $39 trillion in debt. Why do they care? Because if we got that much debt, we know eventually you're coming to ask for our money. And if you are in a state like California or New York or someplace else, and billionaires and businesses are running out of your state, we ultimately know they're not going to be in your state to be taxed. They're running to Texas. They're running to California. I'm sorry, they're running to Texas. They're running to Florida. And if they're doing that and they're not in your state any longer and they're not there to be taxed, who are you going to tax? You're going to tax the exact middle class people you swore you wouldn't because you'd be targeting the rich amongst us. That's how people are thinking business-wise. You got a problem with it? Refute it with a better plan. Don't bitch, moan, and scream and try to get sanctimonious and moralistic with the rest of folks who are sitting there looking at stuff logically and saying, yo, that ain't going to work. Because that's what Stephen A's doing. I have no skin in the game. Wherever I'm at, despite the fact that I have a home in Florida, I still got a place in New York and California. I got to pay taxes. I'm talking about the strategy that you employ that's ultimately going to cost me out my ass because your strategy ain't working. We got to get back to what works, what's practical, what's real, and what's fool's gold. And stop having people get moralistic and all of this other stuff. That's nonsense. This is how people are thinking. And Ro Khanna and Chris Kuhn and Donna Brazile and so many other Democrats, when they're speaking from a practical perspective about what's going to work, Hakeem Jeffries is another one. When you're speaking about practical issues that are going to work and are not going to work, that's what we want to hear. That's all the Democrats have to do, and they will win the midterms because Trump is blowing it. Trump is blowing it. Right now, it looks like Trump don't know what the hell he's doing. Yeah, you dealing with the stuff, Strait of Hormuz, it's a ceasefire, huh? Oil prices still going up? Energy still going up? There's a lot of stuff going on with this man. And the people within on the Republican side and the GOP marching lockstep with him, kissing his ass at every turn, ain't gonna cut it. And for once, the Democrats, I believe, have been playing it exactly right. They have learned to shut the hell up unless they're speaking about the issues that Americans really complain about instead of trying to get America to care about what they want America to care about. No! Emulate the Republican strategy. At least act like you care about what the voters care about when you open your mouth. That is what the Democrats have been doing. Keep it up. Keep it up. And you're going to win at least one, if not both, houses of Congress. Because the Republican side has spent so much time fawning over this president and everything he's done. If this dude spit in their face, they'll say it's raining. If he passes gas, they'll say it's perfume. That's where he's messed up with most of them. On with other people, like on the extreme right, the Tucker Carlson's who supported him, the Megyn Kelly's who supported him, okay? The Nick Fuentes who supported him, and others. These people might be extreme in some people's eyes. I don't consider Megyn Kelly along the lines with the rest of them. But the bottom line is that they all supported him, and they all are expressing regret. It's fragmentation that has kicked in. And he thought gerrymandering was going to fix it because he did it in Texas and that other states would try to follow. But it turns out it's backfiring against him. And the president's numbers look, the president's days rather, look numbered. As long as the Democrats stay on issue and make sure that you pay attention to the issues that Americans care about, and stop coming to us with this woke culture, cancel culture, extreme left progressive stuff, and get back to being a bit centered in your thinking. Forget about Trump being gone in 2028. He's going to be relatively impotent in 2026. if you play your cards right. The gerrymandering issue is just one. There can be others if the Democrats are smart enough to continue to employ the strategy they've been employing. 866-967-6887. That is the number to call up. Once again, that's 866-967-6887. 866-96-POTUS. You are listening live to Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Up next. Oh, she's somebody to be reckoned with. Democrat has got some noise to say. This vote in Virginia yesterday helped her immensely. Positions her to run for Congress. The one and only Olivia Troy up next with yours truly. Straight Shooter style. Don't go away.